أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with the A to Z of Salah, today we will look at the letter J. And the letter J is Jama'a, or congregational, getting together. So first let's look at the ayah of Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 43, where Allah says, وَأَكِيمُ السَّلَاةِ Establish salah, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ and give zakah, وَرَقَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاقِئِينَ and do ruku with those who do ruku, or in other words, bow down with those who bow down. So the jama'ah, salatul jama'ah, is literally where one person is leading, and that person is known as the imam. And those who follow, singularly, are known as ma'mum, and plural, ma'mumin, right? In daily salawat, in the daily salah, you only need two. So you could have salatul jama'ah at home. You have an imam and you have a follower. In salatul jama'ah, you need five. There is no jama'ah for mustahab salah except salatul istisqa. Now that's just literally an introduction to some terminology. But Islam is a social religion. It's a religion of monotheism and unity, and therefore there is extreme importance given to Salatul Jama'ah. So let's look at the benefits. The first, the very obvious one, is the social benefits. The Prophet highly recommended this. He said, in the lines of Salatul Jama'ah, your hearts get balanced. Be in touch with each other, he said, because you will then be merciful and kind to each other. It strengthens the spirit of brotherhood or sisterhood, whatever we want to say. But this togetherness, when we get together, we ask about each other, we're able to help each other, is an absolutely phenomenal phenomenon. It encourages goodness. It encourages righteousness. Then there is the awesome spiritual benefit. You know, the Prophet said, the one who prays Salatul Jama'ah for 40 days will have two kinds of certificates, one release from the fire of Jahannam and the other release from hypocrisy. It's a compensation for sins. Imam Baqir says there are three things that compensate sins: performing wudu in cold weather, walking during the day and night towards praying salah, and permanence in Salatul Jama'ah. It is a companion in the grave. Look at what the Prophet said. Let's take this metaphorically. Be aware, he says, the one who moves towards the mosque for Salatul Jama'ah, for every step that he or she takes, 70,000 good deeds are written for him in the Book of Deeds. And if he or she dies in this state, Allah will assign 70,000 angels to visit him in his or her grave and be companions for him or her and ask repentance, do tawbah, for him or her till the day they will be resurrected. It is in essence stipulating the importance of getting together. And I know with COVID it's been difficult, but now things are a little bit better. We should be rushing towards the centers or the mosques to get together. Look at what else the Prophet said. When an abd performs the prayer in congregation and after that he raises his hands to ask Allah for a need, Allah will not reject his need before he returns home from the prayer. And finally, it removes this sense of being better than somebody else because of your social position or difference in level of life or wealth or health, because everybody stands in line. Everybody with whatever job, whatever accent, with over prestige, whatever nationality, whatever color, all these differences are removed. And as he says in the Quran, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, the most honored with Allah, the most honorable in the eyes of Allah, is the one who is the most God conscious. And Salatul Jama'ah just demonstrate this. So let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to attend Salatul Jama'ah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم